You okay?
Okay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections at this time?
No additional corrections or changes.
Motion to approve the agenda as revised. Last revised.
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The motion carried. Next, call for a motion for the approval of the minutes and the finding of the facts for our March the 24th meeting.
So moved.
Do I have a second to that?
Second that.
Yeah, motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve the minutes and the finding of facts that were March the 24th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Aye. Motion carried. Now we'll have the approval of the minutes of our April the 7th meeting and the finding of the facts of the April the 7th.
So moved.
A second to that motion?
Second.
Again, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the minutes and the finding of the facts of our April the 7th meeting. Again, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion so carried. Mr. Sharp.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening. And in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Sussex County, in its zoning and land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant or any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you are here for a case listed under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would request that you turn it off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First case, please.
First application is case number 11383. It's the application of Michael D. Katz, MD, LLC. It's located at the corner of North Bayshore Drive, being the northeast side, Mississippi Avenue, being the southeast side, and being lot 15, North Shore section of Rodkill Beach. Being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 235, map 312, parcel number 99, and requesting a variance from the corner side yard setback requirement. And more specifically, they are requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 15-foot setback from a corner side Street. Gentlemen, be advised that we received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns on this application.
Good afternoon, or good evening. My name is Elizabeth Socek. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmen & Weidman here in Georgetown, and I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Michael D. Katz, MD, LLC. With me tonight is Lori Bronstein, if she can be sworn in at this time.
Yes, if you would, please.
And I have affidavits from Dr. Katz.
You would hand them down to
good evening,
please.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Lori Bronstein, 18415 Green Hall Road, Lewis.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening, gentlemen. Dr. Katz is the sole member of Michael D. Katz, MD, LLC, a New Jersey limited liability company, and the applicant this evening. Dr. Katz was unable to attend tonight's public hearing due to his residency out of state and his inability to travel to Delaware for this hearing. However, his realtor, Lori Bronstein, is here to my right, and we have prepared notarized affidavits, which I'm now prepared to submit on his behalf. Dr. Katz purchased unimproved real property in Sussex County, Delaware on March 3, 2013, identified as lot numbers 15 and 16, Block J, Broadkill Beach, Milton, Delaware, and more specifically identified by Sussex County tax mapping as tax map parcels 2-35, 3.1299, and 9901, respectively. A copy of the deed is attached to your affidavit as Exhibit 1. Lot number 15 is the subject of this variance application. The subject property is an unimproved corner lot which abuts Mississippi Avenue and North Bayshore Drive. As a result, the subject property is subject to a 15-foot front yard setback on the side street Mississippi Avenue instead of the 10-foot setback required on the side yards for neighboring lots. The frontage of the subject property is 53.47 feet. Dr. Katz wishes to construct a 30-foot wide home on the subject property, which dimension is standard on a 50-foot wide lot. However, due to the increased setback as a result of the subject property being a corner lot, it is necessary to obtain a 5-foot variance from the front yard setback for a side yard setback, in order to construct a home that is 30-foot wide on the subject property. Upon information and belief, neighboring lots with similar frontage are improved by homes that are at least 30-foot wide. In addition thereto, upon information and belief, several variances have previously been granted by this board in the surrounding area because the lots are small. For example, a variance was granted for parcel 112, lot 5, block 1, 300 feet east of North Bayshore Drive. More specifically, the board granted a 4-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback and a 15-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback to raise the existing dwelling and to construct a second-floor addition. There's a copy of a written decision attached as Exhibit 2, dated May 24, 2006, reflecting the board's decision on that case, case number 9435-2006. In that decision, the board noted that numerous variances have been granted by the board in that area because the lots are small. Similarly, the board granted a 5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback requirement for parcel 87, North Shores, lot K-C, which has frontage of 53.47 feet, to allow the owner to extend the existing dwelling by 10 feet, which would cause a 5-foot encroachment into the 10-foot side yard setback. The board found that lots in the area were undersized, and a copy of this decision is attached as Exhibit 3, dated July 22, 2005, case number 9082-2005. The board found in that decision that lots in the area were undersized, which is one of the necessary elements for a variance, and as a result, numerous individuals have been granted variances in order to modify and replace older dwellings. As such, the variance in this case will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood and will enable reasonable use of the property. The subject property is unique. It's a corner lot. It's subject to an increased setback requirement under the Sussex County Zoning Code, Chapter 115. This variance request is not a result of a self-created hardship, Rather, the request is a result of the size and location of the subject property and is necessary to allow construction of a home which will be similar in size to those on neighboring lots of similar dimensions. A variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the subject property and to construct a 30-foot wide home that's in character with the surrounding area. As you've already stated, there's been no opposition to this request. A variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to public welfare or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property. The proposed home will be no larger in width than those homes permitted on neighboring lots. There is no possibility that the subject property can be developed in compliance with the zoning code, as the home would have to be less than 30 feet wide. The variance represents the minimum variance that will afford relief and the least modification possible of the regulation in issue. Thank you.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Let's start with you, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
You, Mr. Hudson?
No.
You, Mr. Rick?
No.
You, Mr. Burton?
No questions.
And I, Mr. Conley, have no questions.
I have one, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Mr. Sharp?
Ms. Bronstein, did you hear the comment, the presentation by Ms. Socek? And do you affirm it to be true and correct to your best knowledge and belief?
The only correction I would make is that it's not a front setback variance. It's for a side setback from 15 to 10 feet.
Technically, it is.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Corner lots are considered fronts.
Fronts.
On
public road frontage.
Not on Bayshore,
corner
but
road
on
frontage. We refer to it as a side because it typically lines up with a side.
Right.
Yep.
Still a front.
Oh, wait. Okay, so the side is on, not on, the front isn't on Bayshore. The front is on?
It's on Bayshore. There's also a front on the corner side.
Two front.
Oh, so
side
two
for clarification.
Two front.
Two
front.
Thank fronts. You.
It's not a through. It's just two fronts, one corner, one side, or one front, one side.
Okay.
So your lawyer was right.
Stand correct. Stand corrected.
Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,383. The applicant certainly has addressed the standards for granting a variance, and in doing so, there is a uniqueness to the property, which is the frontage, which is, I guess it's right now, it's 52 on lot 15, 52 frontage, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And the hardship hasn't been created by the applicant because it's an undersized lot. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood because there have been other variances of the same nature in that area, and the request of the variance is a minimum that will afford relief, and the requested variance represents the least modification possible of the regulations. I have one question for Mr. Lank for you. Mr. Lank, on the tax map, I noticed that there is, just right now, I noticed that there's showing parcel 99 and a strikeout of 9901. I assume this is a current tax map.
Parcel 99 was actually the parcel in question.
Mm-hmm.
99-1 is just to knock out that reference, I believe.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
On the tax map.
And with that explanation, I make that motion.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,383. So all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Huston?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickers?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I'm Mr. Calloway for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0. Case number 11,383 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.